But it is also Mother's Day, and it is also the day that we do our monthly corporate prayer meeting. So we'll try to be cognizant of all of that here. You can open to Matthew chapter 23. We'll look at verse 37. You know, if we were to talk about for a moment why to be thankful for mothers, I think we could have a lot to say, couldn't we? And I think it's appropriate that sometime in our church, maybe like in a service, in our main service, before our time of looking at the Word of God, we can have people even give testimonies of how they're thankful about their mother. But this morning as we gather and before our time of prayer, I was thinking of this in meditation for this time, Matthew chapter 23, and let's look at verse 37. This is Jesus. He's just given us really what's one of the harshest series of rebukes in all of the Bible against the Pharisees, the religious establishment. He exposes them as hypocrites. And as he comes down to the end of that, he actually breaks into a lament. Jesus begins to weep. He begins to weep because he's not simply angry at the Pharisees for their blindness and how they are so hypocritical and how they're misleading people, but he's broken. He has a genuine brokenness for the blind, for those that do not know and serve him or fear God. And so this is what he says in Matthew 23, 37. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together. The way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were unwilling. How often I wanted to gather your children together the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were unwilling. Jesus is saying, oh, it's just been the case. I've always been wanting to gather you people together. I wanted you to repent. And yet you were unwilling. You were unrepentant. The image Jesus uses is what had come to my mind. And that is of a hen, a mother hen, a mother chicken, gathering her little chicks. Jesus uses this imagery to describe the relationship or his feelings, his disposition toward his people. And you know what? We're not going to do this, but if you go through the Old Testament, you'll see that God views his people as his children, and he has the affection of even as a mother would have affection toward her children, God has affection toward his people in the Old Testament. Of course, God relates himself as the father image. But I don't think it's a stretch to say that a mother's love is something that ultimately comes from the heart of our Savior. It comes from the heart of God. God is the one who typifies better than anyone what a mother's love ought to look like. It's interesting. Another interesting thought here is how God created man and woman in his image. The woman is equally created in the image of God as the man. And that is because both man and woman manifest or display different aspects of God's being, who he is. God does identify himself as with male pronouns. There is something masculine, very masculine about God. I don't deny that. Scripture is very clear that God is always referred to in masculine terms, but God is not a male. Does that make sense? God is masculine, but he's not male. God describes himself with masculinity, but God doesn't have sex. He doesn't have a body. And so in that sense, God is not male or female. He is God. He's not bound to any biological sex. So while God describes himself in masculine terms, man and woman are both created in his image. And I think it's worth thinking about the fact, even this morning, that as Jesus says, boy, I wanted to gather you as a mother hen gathers her chicks, I think it's worth thinking about the fact that a mother's love, the compassion a mother has uniquely, specially, unlike anybody else, for that little baby. is something that reflects the glory and love of our Creator toward His people. Do we realize that? I think that's worth thinking about. I'm thankful for my mother. I'm thankful for mother. We should be thankful for mothers, because without a mother, you wouldn't be here, right? That's another reason to be thankful for God. It's another reason to be thankful for God, because He's created you. But I'm thankful for my mom, because as I got to witness now 4 childbirths with my own wife, I realized that that took a lot of sacrifice. Bringing me into this world was no small deal. It was a sacrifice. It came at a cost. And even just the recovery after that whole process, that is a difficult thing. And yet, there's something unique. There's something precious God puts within a mother's heart to go through that process of childbirth. Isn't that amazing? And that, of course, some mothers will have more than one child. And you're thinking, what would drive a woman to do that? If God had given the childbirth to men, I don't think the world would populate. I don't think men have it in us. But God gave a mother. God gave women something special. Not every woman is called to be a mother. I understand that. But there's something that God gives to a lot of women, this heart of a mother, to be willing to bring, to sacrifice, to bring a child into the world, and then to love that child. I realize there are mothers that will abandon their children, and we hear all kinds of sad, tragic stories, but we immediately recognize there's something unnatural about that. How unnatural? Because what is natural is for a mother to love and care and sustain the life of her child. And so in all this, what I'm simply doing is I'm simply drawing our attention to the fact that that is the nature of our God, right? It's the nature of our God. He is our Heavenly Father. He is masculine. We don't describe God as a mother, because that's not how God has revealed Himself. And yet, the things that we admire in a godly mother, in a mother who loves her child, who sacrifices her child, her compassion, her affection, her giving and giving and giving, that is the nature of our God. So that's kind of what Christ is reflecting on here in Matthew 23:37. I think it's worth bringing out. Now, as we go to prayer, because this, again, is our time of corporate prayer for the month,